This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura.
A patient who contracted Ebola during a visit to Liberia died last week at a hospital in Dallas. Now, a nurse who helped care for that patient has tested positive for the virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report a spike in the number of clinical staff, doctors, and nurses who are going to the CDC for guidance. At a news conference yesterday, the head of the CDC seemed to acknowledge there's been a problem with how it's communicated with healthcare providers, and he announced the agency plans to simplify its guidance and expand its outreach. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein reports.
Like lots of healthcare workers, Dr. Linda Gurgis is running through what-if scenarios in her head these days.
For example, if I have a patient who walks in to see me in the evening, the health department is closed, so we don't really have anybody to call at that time to know what to do with that patient.
Beyond that, Gurgis, who runs her own practice in New Jersey, worries EMTs who'd transport that patient aren't sure what to do either.
A lot of us don't feel that we're prepared to take the precautions to contain the infection.
You can never over-communicate enough, but I would say that we have done a huge amount of outreach.
Dr. Nicole Lurie is the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response at HHS in Washington. In a letter to all U.S. healthcare professionals, Lurie, who herself is a primary care doctor, outlined three steps to prevent the spread of Ebola.
Everybody involved has to recognize it's my problem, not somebody else's problem.
Lurie understands it often takes a while for something to sink in. That's why she says she's ready to repeat herself for as long as it takes. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.